The safety of our region will be at the top of the agenda when Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Defence Minister Richard Marles meet their counterparts in Japan later today. The pair have flown to Tokyo from Washington, where it was announced the US will increase its military presence in Australia. Yamagami Shingo is the Japanese ambassador to Australia. Ambassador, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
Japan is being invited to participate in more military exercises with the US and Australia. Do you think Japan will accept the invitation?
First of all, I think this trilateral exercise, you know, is not something new here. And this past January, Australia and Japan signed a reciprocal access agreement. And once concluded under this agreement, I do anticipate further defense cooperation, including bilateral and multi-directed exercise with ADF involving Japanese self-defense forces. In fact, you know, we have seen a number of trilateral exercises before in Australia, in Guam, in the South China Sea. So, like I said, this is not something new, but given, you know, deteriorating security environment, I think this is a natural, you know, development, and we have to increase our deterrence and capabilities to respond to contingencies.
Where do you see Japan's place in the AUKUS security pact between Australia, the US and the UK? Do you want Japan to have a role with AUKUS?
Well, first of all, you know, Japan is not a member of AUKUS, and we do understand that our current focus of AUKUS member is on the development of nuclear power submarines, you know, to be produced for Australia. But that said, we do also understand that AUKUS is looking at other fields of cooperation, including, you know, AI, quantum technology and undersea capabilities, hypersonic capabilities. When it comes to those areas, you know, surely Japan has got something to contribute. So Japan stands ready to extend its cooperation to some specific projects. What is interesting to me is a recent, you know, U.S. Study Center survey showed that 62% of Australians support AUKUS to be expanded to include Japan. So I think there is a lot of potential for our future cooperation.
What message do you think an increased US presence here in Australia sends to China and the region?
Probably, you know, when it comes to China's reaction, it's not my job to answer. You know, you can direct that answer to, no, that question to Chinese, you know, diplomats. But that said, as far as, you know, we are concerned, I think, you know, this shows a strong determination on our part, i.e., you know, like-minded countries to maintain and strengthen a free and open Indo-Pacific based upon the rule of law, which has underpinned the peace and security of this region for over half a century.
Ambassador, this year we saw Russia's failed attempt to take over Ukraine. Obviously, that war is still raging. In your view, is there now more or less of a risk of China attempting a military invasion of Taiwan?
Our simple answer, you know, this has been repeatedly, you know, stressed by Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio. You know, today's, you know, Ukraine could become tomorrow's, you know, East Asia, and we cannot let that to take place. So in order to accomplish our objective, we have to enhance our deterrence, we have to improve our capabilities to respond to contingencies. In that regard, trilateral cooperation among Australia, Japan, US is going to be crucial.
Just on another issue, Ambassador, here in Australia, the states and the Commonwealth are looking at a potential deal to cap coal and gas prices, and I know you're absolutely across this. Australia exports a lot of coal to Japan, and last month the Resources Minister, Madeleine King, guaranteed supply to your country. Are you confident there won't be any disruption?
Let me tell you, you know, I mean, without coal and gas from Australia to Japan, nights in Tokyo will go dark. So in that regard, you know, we place high importance to maintain, you know, coal and gas, both in, you know, a trade and investment relationship between Japan and Australia. And we have been, you know, repeatedly reassured by the Australian government, including Prime Minister Albanese, you know, our Resources Minister Madeleine King, Trade Minister Don Farrell, that Australia will remain reliable supplier of energy resources to Japan, and Australia is going to be a safe destination for Japanese investment, and we count on this relationship to be maintained.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Ambassador.
Thank you very much for having me, Patricia.
Yamagami Shingo is the Japanese ambassador to Australia, and you're listening to RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.
Me again, podcasters. I hope you're enjoying our coverage of international affairs on RN Brekkie. And if you're looking for more stories that put world events into context, then look for Between the Lines on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.